It seems like just yesterday that Los Angeles was lifting basketball's most coveted prize, and since then we've had the draft, trades, free agency, and luckily for us sports fans, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is here to kick off the 2021 basketball season with a no-brainer for all customers, new and existing. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. To celebrate the return of basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a plus 75-point spread on the team of your choice on opening night. That's right. All you have to do is bet on any opening night game, and if your team doesn't lose by more than 75 points, you will double your money. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code MHS when you sign up to get a plus 75-point spread on opening night for a shot to double your money. That's code MHS to get a shot at doubling your money on opening night for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Granite Liquidators Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. Go to graniteliquidators.com. Here's another place that you need to go because the holidays are coming up. You're going to be eating a lot of food, a lot of fudge, a lot of cookies. You're going to want to work that stuff off. So my suggestion is this. Before you make a New Year's resolution, you should make a resolution right now to go to the Row House in Greenwood Village. I've worked out there. It's a fantastic workout. You're on the rowing machine, but then they get you off of it and you're doing weights. So it's full body. It's great cardio. The classes are fun. They have terrific music. I really like their instructors as well. And in the second hour of the show, we are going to give away a week membership there so you can try it out. Usually places, they'll give you 1 or 2 days to come and try it out. The Row House in Greenwood Village, they're going to let you go there for an entire week. And if you don't feel comfortable going in, no problem. They will bring the rowing machine to your house so you could do it virtually. That is great customer service. Again, second hour of the show, we're giving away a 1 week membership to the Row House in Greenwood Village. Mace, how are you?
Doing all right. How are you?
I am good. So, yes. Oh, yeah. If you knew I was going to bring this up.
Oh, yes,
right?
I did.
And I just noticed it, too.
Admittedly, I did. Wow. This.
Did you do this on purpose?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Another school that you're repping.
Yeah. I just figured, okay, why not? Let's just go for full confusion.
I'm not confused.
Full Eric Goodman angst.
Do I look like I have angst?
Well, no, but you were gonna point out anyway. So I'm beating you to the punch a little bit. Saying it. Yeah, you know what? I was just gonna have a little fun with you by going with South Florida today.
No, I think that that was the only thing that wasn't lying on your floor all crumpled up. So you decided to pick it out of your drawer because your wife hasn't done the laundry yet.
See, well, first of all, we split the laundry duties. So
talk about a guy getting defensive.
Well, no, I mean I. That's not defensive. That's just pointing it out that in our house we split those responsibilities. The other thing is, I have way too many clothes. Way too many.
Do you?
So the chances of me not being able to find something clean to wear are about the same as the Broncos. The chance of me not finding something clean to wear about the same as the Broncos' chance of making the playoffs,
okay,
which I believe were calculated at, even though they have a shot, I believe they were calculated at 0.0%.
Let's play a game called What's in Andrew's Wardrobe.
Okay.
And we have two choices.
Yeah.
Danny, and this is for you as well, Jake. Jake does the show on milehighsports.com. We're going to play a game. What does Mace have more of in his wardrobe? Hoodies or shirts that have team logos or college logos on them, or Hawaiian shirts?
Team logos, I would say.
Jake, going team logos? I'm going Hawaiian shirts. I'm going to go off the board for 200, Alex. And the answer is?
Well, I have 17 Hawaiian shirts, But as far as like team
boy,
logo,
Jake just got a big belly laugh out of that.
Yeah,
you weren't expecting that, were you, Jake?
Yeah,
17.
Yeah, but team logos and hoodies,
I don't have 17 of anything.
I'm pretty sure I'm
that about, includes I'm fingers
at,
and toes.
I'm at 20 right now. Hey, what?
You don't want to know. Tractor accident.
Is that your tractor story?
That's my tractor story.
Yeah.
So how many?
At least you didn't get gonorrhea from a tractor like on Seinfeld.
It was syphilis.
Yeah.
Hey, but no. I digress.
Does that cause loss of limbs?
So wait, you have more clothing that has logos of teams on it in schools?
Are we counting T-shirts as well?
Sure, why not?
Oh,
let's
my
go
God.
For it.
Oh, T-shirts. I mean, if we're talking hoodies plus crew neck sweatshirts plus T-shirts plus sweatpants plus polo shirts.
You're repping.
I mean, it's probably about 4 dozen.
You're like a sports whore. You just represent everybody.
The thing is,
let me ask you: do you only wear it when they're winning?
No, USF just went 1-8 in football.
I got news for you.
So there's the answer to that question.
I never saw that Tampa Bay Lightning jersey on you until the playoffs of this year.
Well, you hadn't really seen me coming in every day for that long. Now, has you?
Nice try. I've seen you enough.
But I wouldn't. Where did you see me before we did this show? You saw me over at Broncos, right?
Yeah.
And typically at the Broncos, right. I might wear like a heavy Braves jacket, but when I'm in the locker room, I'm not really wearing any team gear, right?
Yeah. Ask me how
many. So there you go. You simply weren't in an environment where you would have seen me wearing a Lightning jersey
until
now.
Did you ever wear
a
Broncos anything in the Broncos locker room? Have you ever done that?
I had a couple of polo shirts that I wore, but generally I didn't wear it.
Is that because you were with the team?
Yeah, but generally I didn't wear this stuff as much as other people did.
Do you know that some of the television guys who have contracts with the Broncos are told by management they have to wear orange on Sundays?
Like orange ties and things like that?
Yes.
Did that happen with you?
It's pathetic. No, it did not. And honestly, because I have a big mouth, knowing me, I would have fought back on it.
Actually,
and I probably would have gotten fired.
I have two pieces of Bronco clothing. One is a polo shirt that's just insanely comfortable. I just wear it wherever. Yeah. The other is appropriate for this week because it is a kind of a track jacket, an old school style track jacket with the old logo on it. And I actually briefly thought about wearing it today just because they are wearing the old logo tomorrow as part
of
the
Danny's repping the logo right now. Look at that, baby.
Yeah.
Take it off. Take it all off. Does he? Doesn't he? Hope so. Okay.
It's a great logo. I love seeing it once a year. I'd like to see it more often.
You can't go wrong with the horse on clothing, especially if you like polos. Danny, ask me how many articles of clothing I have that have team or college logos on them.
Eric, how many articles of clothing do you have with team or college logos on them?
Zero. Now ask me how many Hawaiian shirts I have.
How many Hawaiian shirts do you have?
As many as I have of the other thing that you just asked. Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Granite Liquidators. Granite Liquidators is granite buying made simple. Find them in Wheat Ridge or go to graniteliquidators.com.
We didn't even get into flannel shirts. I've got 7 of those.
I bet you do. I only have 2. I do have a shirt, though.
And polo shirts, I'm at like a dozen.
I do have a shirt, though, that says Big Peckers.
No kidding.
I do. Well, it's a bar in Ocean City, Maryland.
It's called
Big Peckers.
That's not as good as the shirt that former Mizzou basketball coach Norm Stewart used to wear on vacations, which said, sex lessons given first 10 free.
Wow, that's nice. By the way, do you believe, we're going way off the rails here, but it's Friday, right?
Yes.
Help me out here, because you have a pretty good memory, better than mine, actually. I can only think of just two current or former coaches in college basketball or college football who actually looked like their mascot. Norm Stewart is one.
Yes.
Norm Stewart looked like the Tiger mascot.
Like the old one where the tiger was kind of leaping at you, like the 80s?
No, just skinny and totally frayed. Now,
except he was balding. I mean, that was the sort of the thing that was different.
Can you think of another coach that actually looked like the mascot? Because there's one right off the top of my head.
Wow.
When
it wouldn't be Roy Williams because he looks like Huckleberry Hound.
Right, that's true.
Yes, it's something that we've seen quite a
when
bit.
When I say this, you might actually laugh out loud, and I've never heard you laugh out loud, but today might be the day.
I always thought that the late Jim Hannifin, who passed away recently, his profile looked an awful lot like the Cardinal head on the side of the then St. Louis, now Arizona Cardinals helmet. I always thought it was like there was something about his nose that
he had just, a beak.
A little. He just looked like the ideal coach for that team.
Yeah.
Larry Wilson, who was an executive for a long time, same thing with him. He looked like a Cardinal logo.
Norm Stewart finishes a distant second to this guy.
Okay.
Former Purdue head basketball coach Gene Cady actually looked like the Boilermaker mascot.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Exactly like it. And his wife looked like a leather handbag.
I didn't need
for
to
all
know
the
that.
Tanning that she did.
I didn't need to know that.
She did. I mean, just take a look at her in a picture.
Now
she tanned way too much. Gene Cady looks like the Boilermaker.
Yeah, you know,
doesn't
what,
he?
Yeah, but you know who we're missing on this, and it just hit me. Mike Krzyzewski. His profile
I'll give
looks
you that,
very similar
the
to the yeah again similar to the Cardinal.
I'm with you there.
The nose looks exact. Looks very much like the Blue Devil. And oh, by the way, you can't say. Oh, well, they must have designed it that way. They had that logo before Krzyzewski took the job in 1980.
Before Krzyzewski took the job, Duke was a national power in 1978.
Bill Foster.
Bill Foster, Bill
Gene
Foster.
Banks.
Yeah, because
Mike
they
Jaminski.
Went to the Final Four.
Yes.
Jim Sponarkle.
Uh-huh.
Bet you didn't think I was going to pull that one out.
I was going to go through the whole lineup. John Harrell, Bob Bender.
Have you read that book, Forever's Team?
Yes, I have. That's
a great book by
John Feinstein.
That's
my favorite John Feinstein book. It says a lot concerning how I like North Carolina, but I think that's his best book.
That
he wrote 10 years after, or 11 years, after Duke made that stunning run to the Final Four.
John Feinstein's Forever Team is the first book I ever colored.
Oh, come on. Wait. Being an Indiana guy, though, did you read A Season on the Brink
of
before
course.
Forever's Team?
Yes, because Season on the Brink actually got me interested in reading other John Feinstein books or coloring them. A Good Walk Spoiled is another great book by him.
Yes.
In which he's on the PGA Tour for an entire season.
Another one I love is The Last Amateurs. He spent a year following basketball in the Patriot League, was a non-scholarship conference. Now it's a scholarship conference, kind of Ivy League light, and it's really a great look into college basketball at that level. Also, his book on the Army-Navy rivalry.
You know what else is a really good read, but you got to look it up online? Penthouse Forum.
Oh.
I'm a student at a small Midwestern university, and this type of stuff never happens to me.
You'll never
That's
believe this.
That's how everyone starts.
Or it's, you'll never believe
this.
There's
liquor involved and a couple of girls.
But I swear every word is true.
Right.
You know what I used to do on Southwest Airlines to keep people from sitting next to me?
Or eating your peanuts?
Yep. You know, what I would do is I'd get on the plane, and I did this for 2 or 3 years. I'd sit there and I'd have a copy of Penthouse Forum, and I just opened it up as though I was reading it, because there might be some people who'd be like, "Oh, I don't want to sit next to that person." That
no, listen, I've taken Yeah. If you think you're doing something original, I can promise you are not. I've taken this to a whole new level. I try to get the middle seat, and then I download porn and watch it without my earphones. You can't even imagine the reactions I get.
I can't imagine you've ever actually done that, but I've actually done this with the Penthouse Forum.
Look at me.
I did it.
Do I look like the type of guy that would bluff?
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway,
I got to tell you, my favorite one, I did it on a Delta flight.
Yeah.
Lawrence of Arabia is a movie that is spectacular, but not as good as On Golden Blonde.
Oh my gosh.
Coming up after the break, Raiders and Chargers. Interesting game last night, don't you think?
Fascinating.
What did you think about Justin Herbert? Wow. And how about Marcus Mariota? Could have been a backup here. Wow. Wow. How far away is Locke from Herbert? Maybe even Mariota. That's next. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here.
Got a girl from the south side. got praise in the air. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Granite Liquidators Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. Go to GraniteLiquidators.com. I want to tell you about Siltar Mazda, inviting you to the Rediscover the Road event. Why not do it in a Mazda CX-30, small crossover SUV, all-wheel drive, leather trim seats, great power, and 32 miles to the gallon. It's got everything you want for your next adventure in Colorado, and here's something else you're going to love. Right now, you can lease a Mazda CX-30, get this, for $195 a month. I'll say it again. You could lease this unbelievable car, SUV, for $195 a month. Don't forget, when you buy from Siltar Mazda, it is stress-free and hassle-free. That's the way it should be. No one does it like Siltar Mazda. Get to Broomfield or sthmazda.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Bubbles Liquor World. Go to Bubbles Liquor World in Castle Rock for the lowest prices on beer, wine, and spirits.
Interesting game last night between the Raiders and Chargers. I think it is pretty evident that Anthony Lynn is going to be out the door at the end of the season. And if John Gruden didn't have such a long contract, I wouldn't say be out the door, but that was as sloppy as it got. Not to mention the Raiders have absolutely vomited on their shirt down the stretch.
Yeah, the seat be warming up. And by the way, this is now two consecutive years in which the Raiders have faded badly in the last several weeks of the season.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a pattern developing.
Now, I don't care who's coaching I do care. But whoever is coaching the Chargers next year, if they get somebody who's better than Anthony Lynn, and Anthony Lynn was good for a while.
Right.
He just doesn't look good now. But if they get someone who can, like Stefanski with Baker Mayfield, if they can find the right combination with Justin Herbert, goodness gracious, what in the hell is that going to look like?
I'll tell you what, there's actually an internal candidate that might be that guy. Pep Hamilton, who's their quarterback coach.
Yeah.
Who... He only has an XFL season of head coaching experience, but at least you can look at Pep Hamilton compared to, say, the assistants who are going to be on the market and say, he's run his own shop. He's been in the big chair. He's made the decision.
I don't even know. That's not the guy. There's only one guy they should go after, and he will be available.
And who is that?
He is the Bills offensive coordinator, and my goodness,
Brian Daboll.
Brian Daboll, goodness gracious. Put him with Justin Herbert with what he has done with Josh Allen. The Broncos are in big trouble, and I don't care how good luck gets.
Yeah, the one thing I would say, though, is whoever they get would be wise to keep Hamilton on the staff because he and Justin Herbert are in lockstep right now. Well, if Drew and Mike Shula were in lockstep, then it would be the joke. But you get what I'm saying. It's going to be an interesting hire because the thing is, on offense and with Herbert, you don't really want to start from zero. You want to say, okay, we obviously need better leadership at the top here. That's obvious. We need better game management. That's obvious too. But you don't want to have Herbert step back. You want to continue his progress because he's sitting there right now at a level where for his first 16 starts, he's not quite there, but for the first 16 starts, basically, and he's at, I believe, 13 now, he is at the point where there are far more hits than misses, and that's where he is. And even the misses are guys like Nick Foles, who was MVP in a Super Bowl.
I think the question for Broncos fans is this. How wide is the gap between Locke and Herbert, or is it a horizon line that you can't even see over?
You can see it, but it's pretty wide right now.
I mean, Mahomes is a horizon line.
Yes.
So I agree. Herbert isn't there yet, but he is running fast to that horizon line where he just disappears on you.
And what's interesting is if you recall, going into the draft, there were critiques about Justin Herbert's leadership and presence. You know what you see a lot of when you watch Chargers games? You see him interacting with teammates. You see guys coming to him. You see him going to guys. Whether it's good or bad, they're together. This is not a quarterback who is operating on an island. This is a quarterback who clearly has become that team's leader, and he's done so in 13 starts. He's made it his team.
And Josh Allen is there too.
Yes, he is.
They love him in Buffalo. But
Justin Herbert's going to be the Chargers captain next year. It's very nice that they're keeping respect for Tyrod Taylor by letting him be the captain and go out there for the coin toss. We saw him at overtime. But
they mangled his insides.
Right. But
you take away his captaincy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
they punctured his lung. I just want to let you know something. We jammed an ice pick inside of you, and now you can't breathe. And oh, by the way, we're going to take that C off your jersey and throw it on this rookie who just took your job.
By the way, he's handled that so well that if the Broncos are looking for a hedge or an insurance policy on Drew Lock, Tyrod Taylor is one of those names that should be in the top two or three. If you don't want another first round pick, you want someone who's there as a backstop and as a mentor, Tyrod Taylor would be a perfect fit.
Well, if they bring in Tyrod Taylor, just keep the sharp objects away from him. As for Marcus Mariota.
Now.
Okay. Set to make 10.7 next season as Derek Carr's backup. Mm-hmm. Raiders can get rid of him. No dead cap hit. I don't know if they'll bring him back. I don't know if they want to spend money on something else. Also, you look at the financial situation in all of sports. Can they bring him back for that type of salary? With that, let's say he becomes available. Do you bring in Mariota as a hedge? He was really good last night, running the ball and throwing the ball for a guy who really hasn't played. You know, the last time anybody saw Marcus Mariota in a meaningful game, the Broncos ran him out of the building, and that began the Ryan Tannehill era.
You know, the reason we're talking about the Raiders only having a 5% chance of the playoffs now is they came basically one set of downs away from having called a perfect game for Marcus Mariota. You know where they lost it? At the goal line in overtime, because you have three snaps and goal to go with Mariota. Where's the RPO that had been working all night?
Right.
Why go away from that at the point on the field where it was most likely to have some success? I was baffled by the play calling there. If not for the if the Raiders had called that goal to go sequence in overtime properly and won the game, one of the things we'd be talking about is how the Raiders and John Gruden, to their credit, they adjusted on the fly in their play calling and did a brilliant job, but they couldn't stick the landing.
At what price would you bring in Mariota if he became available?
I'd bring him in for $10 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Vaughn. It's been fun. Or, hey, Justin, congratulations on winning the Media Award 3 years in a row, being the Walter Payton Man of the Year for 2 years in a row with the Broncos organization, and we might have to franchise you.
When we
do, we know you will never come back again after next season.
This is going to be a kick the can down the road contract. This is one where I'd say $10 million. And I do kind of what the Raiders did, the two-year deal, but I would kick some of that guarantee into 2021 and kick the bigger number into 2021. And yeah, if you cut him, you'd have some debt, or 2022, pardon me. And if you cut him, you'd have some dead money. But I think getting everything into that bag is going to be difficult. So if you want him, you can make it happen, but you have to do some adjustment. The Raiders, on the other hand, right now, the Raiders are sitting there with $188 million on the hook for 2021. So if it's $175 million cap, they're going to have to cut him. Now, the question is Bill Belichick looking? There have been some rumblings that Belichick is going to take a run at Matthew Stafford in Detroit. But might he look at Mariota and say, We had some success with these elements with Cam Newton, but clearly he's not the passer and he's not that he was, nor is he the electric runner that he was. But maybe I can do these things that I want to do, that Josh McDaniels wants to do. Maybe I can do these things with Mariota, who looked to me like somebody who still has upside and could actually, strangely enough, pull off what Ryan Tannehill did, get somewhere else and flourish. If Tannehill pipped Mariota. Now Mariota might do that to somebody else.
If Drew Lock isn't great down the stretch, guys like Tyrod Taylor, Teddy Bridgewater, right? Marcus Mariota.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
They are going to be looking at what I am going to coin a Lloyd Christmas type of contract. So you're saying there's a chance I could be the starter here.
Except there's it's bigger than one in a million.
there is just enough of a carrot to lead one of those guys to believe that they could beat out Drew Lock. None of those guys want to be career backups.
Right.
But at least they have a fighting chance, as opposed to going someplace else as a backup where they know they're never going to see the field unless there is an injury.
Yeah, it's a more attractive situation. Than, like, for example, Dallas got Andy Dalton. Now, they needed Andy Dalton, as it turned out, because Dak Prescott got hurt early. But that's the type of situation that if you're a backup, you're going to look at and say, maybe not so much. But unless Drew Lock is otherworldly in the last three games here of the season, they're going to look at those quarterbacks, look at the Broncos, and see Drew Lock probably somewhere between 27 and 31 in passer rating and in QBR. And those guys have confidence, and they're going to say, I can beat that guy out.
Coming up after the break, Pac-12 championship game is tomorrow. It's going to be USC against unranked Oregon. Colorado, the folks up in Boulder are livid about this. But you know who else is livid about this? USC. They are furious that they are playing Oregon. I'll tell you why next. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason. Presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us, Granite Liquidators Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. Go to graniteliquidators.com. By the way, we just ran a commercial for Marco's Pizza on milehighsports.com. I brought home a pie for my kids, and it was unbelievable. It's just so stinking good. You got to go to Marco's Pizza in Aurora. Two great locations. One off of Smoky Hill Road. That's where I go. And there's another one off of Quincy. Just wanted to mention that because I saw the commercial, and I saw them pulling the piece and with all the cheese, and I'm like, that's exactly what we just had. Actually, I didn't have it. I gave it to the kids. I had a salad. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com.
Danny, why are you laughing when I said salad?
It's just the way you said it was funny.
It was the salad. Anyway.
I had a salad last night.
What'd you have on it? What'd you do?
It's lettuce, tomato, onions, some croutons.
Special sauce.
Some vinaigrette.
Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun?
No.
That's what marketing does to you, really good marketing does. You can't get it out of your head. It's like a rash.
Yeah, I mean.
Can't get rid of it.
Yeah. You know, hold the pickle, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't obsess. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
Here.
My dad had a parody where he would say, hold the pickle, hold the lettuce, special orders, just obsess. All we ask is that you let us serve it our way.
Exactly. All right. Well, we got to get to a topic here. But talking about great marketing campaigns where it's like burned in your head and you can't get it out of your head.
By Menon.
No. Here.
Costanza.
Hold on. All right. You've heard of the tree farm, right?
Yes.
Tell me how you get there.
You take I-25 to exit
235.
235.
Yeah.
And it's five miles west to the tree farm.
Is that crazy?
Yes.
You don't need Waze. You don't need Google. You don't need GPS in your car. They tell you how to get there. By the way, if you ever needed carpeting, just for the sake of argument, you called Empire. What is the phone number? Do you know it?
1-800-588-2300. Empire.
Is that nuts?
Yes.
Isn't it?
And they were first in Chicago, right?
Yes.
And then they went national. Because it used to be it was a local number. It was a 312.
It was only
588-2300. Empire.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Crazy. All right.
Yeah. And there's all sorts of ones like that. Like I think in Texas, there's the auto insurance, Rodney D. Young. Think young, Rodney D. Young.
Right. Right. Okay, let's talk about the Pac-12 championship game tomorrow. It's going to be number 13 USC, or tonight, excuse me. Number 13, it tells you how much I'm paying attention to it. Although I know there's a game being played. With that, it's going to be number 13 UCLA, or USC, see? And Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Last week before the Utah game, Buffs fans, and I'm guessing many in the university, were furious that Colorado was not going to get a shot at playing in the Pac-12 championship game. Furious. But then they lost, and then they lost their argument. You know who's furious today? USC. Livid. A Pac-12 source that I talked to who has knowledge of how USC is thinking right now, they are livid at the Pac-12. They are livid at Larry Scott that they could not play Colorado. And the reason was simple. They wanted to play a ranked team.
Right. Their only shot at moving up is by playing a ranked team.
Correct.
Getting a quality win. As it is right now, SC, even though they're sitting there at 5-0, and by the way, even more so than ever, the rankings are completely farcical. When you sit there and you've got two-loss Iowa State, one of their losses is to Louisiana, which Coastal Carolina beat, and Coastal Carolina's 11-0, and Coastal is six spots behind Iowa State. Cincinnati is three spots behind Iowa State. Cincinnati's undefeated. They've got a point here. And SC undefeated, sitting there behind Coastal and Cincinnati. I know they've only played five games, but they screwed this up in every way imaginable.
Here's the quote from this Pac-12 official. Larry Scott showed no leadership. And I have it as a text on my phone.
Yeah.
And by the way, that did not come from Colorado. Plenty of sources up there, as do you. This did not come from Colorado. When you look at the television deal for the Pac-12, when you look at this, how in the world is Larry Scott keeping his job? Who does he have pictures of?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Pictures, of course.
Yeah, I can't imagine that after all that has gone on now, that there isn't a revolt among the schools to get Larry Scott out of office. Because the Pac-12 over the years, first of all, because of their TV deal, because of the insistence, remember the insistence on having the conference offices in expensive real estate in San Francisco rather than used to be out, I think, in Walnut Creek.
Yes, which is expensive too.
It's expensive, but it's not in the same ballpark as the city of San Francisco getting office space in downtown San Francisco.
I am not going to let the Pac-12 off the hook because everything fell just right for the Big Ten and the SEC. The ACC does not have divisions. The Big 12 does not have divisions, and it fell just right for the SEC. It was East versus West, Alabama against Florida. And then in the Big 10, two different divisions, Northwestern against Ohio State. So if the Big 10...
Now, ACC has divisions most years, but they chose not to have divisions this year.
I understand. That's my point.
Yeah, they were.
But then
smart.
They were smart about it. But then again, they got the game they wanted, which is Notre Dame against Clemson.
Well, the interesting thing is, I mean, what if they had the divisions, and what if they?
But they didn't. Let's not play the what
exactly.
If game.
No, but the point is, they could have screwed it up if they'd had divisions and put Clemson and Notre Dame in the same division.
I understand
but they
that.
Didn't.
Okay,
they were smart about.
So
it.
So let's talk about the facts. The facts are the Big Ten and the SEC. Luckily, got the right teams from their divisions within their conference.
Yes.
The Pac-12 did not. My question is, what if it was the same quandary for the SEC? Do you think they would have scrapped the division situation?
100% they would have. They absolutely would have. If there's, and in fact, right, what is interesting is that the top two team now the top two teams in the SEC are Alabama and Texas A&M, and they're both in the West. But you had Florida sitting two spots behind A&M, and they're like, okay, well, that's fine. It's plausible here to get away with that. But if you had a scenario where you had Alabama 1, A&M 5, and then the top team in the East were, say, 16th right. instead of 7th.
Right.
Absolutely, they would have rearranged this to make sure that the championship game had the two best teams. Because the other thing also, I think they, I'll tell you this, I think they would have rearranged it if Alabama had a loss.
But you know what?
If Alabama had one loss and A&M had one loss and they were 4-5, I think they would have rearranged it to say winner goes to the playoff.
Hold on. Let's just look at the facts. Alabama hasn't lost a game.
Right.
Texas and A&M has lost one game.
Right.
They're in the same division. Florida has lost two games. They're not in the same division. So technically, don't look at me.
No, I just explained to you that it's a different scenario when you have a team that is 7 versus if you had somebody in the East that the highest team in the East was 16. And the other thing that
it's a one-loss team. Yeah. Let's not.
But it's also a one-loss team that Alabama has already beaten.
So what? So what?
CU and USC haven't played. The crux of that issue was that you could have two unbeaten teams.
Right.
And then when CU lost, like, okay, fine. But then where they screwed it up was this. The backup to either of those teams should have been the third best team. It should have been CU on standby if either one of SC or Washington bowed out. Instead, they had this fealty toward the divisional play, the fidelity toward it. Yep. They had to get it, and then it was farcical, and it messed CU up, you up as well because CU can't play a game.
What do we have coming up on Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it?
We will stick on the subject of college football and talk about what one coach whose team is ranked in the top four said about potentially playing in the playoffs. Could a team opt out of the college football playoffs? That's next right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason. And you whisper in my ear, baby, I'm yours. Ooh, just the thought of you gets me so high.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back, Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason, watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us, Granite Liquidators Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. All right, so the holidays are coming up. You might have a few people over. You got to do a lot of shopping. That's not fun to do shopping. But when it comes to liquor, when it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, you can get it delivered from Bubbles Liquor World in Castle Rock as long as you are in a 15-mile radius. Want to bring in my guy, the owner of Bubbles Liquor World, Josh. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Let's talk about this Bailey's Irish Cream gift set. It's $29.99. Mention you heard it on the show, and it's $26.99. You know, when the kids are up early opening presents, they do not need to know I have Bailey's in my coffee, do I?
Only if you want to tell them.
I don't want to tell them. Dad seems really happy this morning. Yes, because you kids are opening all the gifts. Can I have some more coffee, honey? Tell us about the gift set.
It's just a nice bottle of Bailey's, $7.50, and then it comes with a couple of coffee mugs.
Nice.
Are branded with Bailey's and some holiday messages as well.
Now, what about this Charles Woodson wine? And obviously our listeners know who Charles Woodson is, who he is. How long has he had his winery?
You know, it is brand new. Hmm. I think we got this in about 3 weeks ago and haven't had the opportunity to try it. But Randy, our wine buyer here at Bubbles, is raving about it and said that it is really tasty. So he highly recommends it, and I follow his guidance to the T.
There you go. Smart man. Next week, you're going to have specials as well. Tease us a little bit as we head into Christmas.
Where do I start? Champagne.
We have a 2-hour show. You just, you could blow through all the commercials. Unfortunately, some of them will be yours.
We're going to have champagne specials going, generally about 15 to 20% off on the champagnes. We've got some great bourbon specials right now on some single barrels with the Blue Note, as well as a mash build, a custom mash build. That's all coming to mind.
You know what, though? If people download your app, which they should, which I have, I'm guessing they get extra special deals, don't they?
Absolutely. All of our sale pricing comes through on the app and at the website. Those are your best options for shopping online. We can, as you mentioned before, deliver it to you. Or you can set it for curbside pickup and don't even have to get out of your car. We'll have somebody bring it out.
On a personal note, this is your first Christmas as a newly minted married man. Besides grief, what else are you giving her?
Being in this liquor business, the December's really busy,
right?
And we're slammed, and it's always a process for me to get my Christmas shopping done,
right?
And believe it or not, I did it today on my lunch break. I hope I pass.
Where'd you go? What'd you get her? Come on, you can tell us. What'd you get her?
I did it online. Got her a purse from Nordstrom that she had mentioned that she liked.
Nice. There's nothing wrong with the purse.
No.
Well, if she got you a purse, I think that'd be a problem. Where do people find Bubbles Liquor World?
We are at 675 Genoa Way in Castle Rock, right off of I-25 and Founders Parkway.
And don't forget with Bubbles Liquor World, it sounds like I've been drinking the Baileys, right? Get their app, and don't forget they deliver. So when you're planning your Christmas dinner, call Bubbles ahead, and they will deliver anything that you need. Merry Christmas, my friend.
You too. Have a great one.
You too. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Revive Performance for Men. If you've lost your confidence in the bedroom because of erectile dysfunction, get what you want so you can give her what she wants. Go to rpm-colorado.com. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Just in case you missed it, we've talked in the last couple weeks about teams opting out of their bowl games, and Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly has threatened to not play in the college football playoff if families are not able to attend the games in person. Thoughts on this remark from Brian Kelly?
This will be his last game coaching ever once the Clemson game is over. Because with all the money that Notre Dame would be getting, really? You're not going to play because of the families? It's a nice idea, but at the end of the day, money for Notre Dame is far more important than families. Sorry to break the news to everybody. Touchdown Jesus wants the money. Touchdown Jesus doesn't care that much about the families.
Yeah, the interesting thing is that we talked about the ACC in the last segment. The ACC has had 7 schools opt out of bowls.
Right.
And if Notre Dame wins and they're in the playoff, I think ultimately they'll be in the playoff and it'll all be the same thing. But I will say this, I get where he's coming from.
I get
this. And if the Rose Bowl can't even have families, then they need to do what happened back in January of 1942 and move the Rose Bowl somewhere else. Remember, it was during the Second World War, and at the time there was a fear of the Japanese bombing Southern California at a mass event like the Rose Bowl. So it was played at Wallace Wade Stadium in Durham, North Carolina. And hey, you can move the Rose Bowl. You can even play it at Duke. It's right there in the ACC footprint. Notre Dame in it or Clemson in it. Do it. Why not?
It's funny you mention the Rose Bowl because when I hear Rose Bowl, I'm thinking of a parade. There's a game?
Yeah, there's an actual game.
What do they do about the parade and the bullwinkle floaty? What do they do with that? Are they going to skip the parade? Because that's all I really care about.
Well, remember, they had the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade this year without spectators. So
I've been doing this for 30 years. I had no idea.
I would imagine they could, but I think actually I was reading there is going to be no Rose Parade this year.
Well, the floats are, you know, the big blow-up things are socially distanced from everything. Yeah. They're not going to get COVID.
New York made out of plastic. New York pulled the Thanksgiving Day parade off. Pasadena's not going to be able to pull off the Rose Parade, evidently.
Just a game? All right.
With uniforms and everything, it's really great.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed a try before you buy, that means you can walk into any store and try out the appliances before you buy them. With Christmas coming up, get something for yourself or ask somebody to get something for you. They have a really experienced sales staff in Mountain High Appliance. They can help you find something to fit your budget, some high-end. They can help you design a whole kitchen, Mountain High Appliance. You can find them in Louisville, Littleton, and don't forget about their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, was Drew Lock really that good last week? Arguably the third greatest quarterback performance in franchise history. Was it really that good? Well, Mike Tenier from Football Outsider says it really wasn't that good. Really, Mike? We'll talk about it next.